Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we learn the halachas of private fast days. This is Simon Kuf, Chav, Zion, 127 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at four concepts today. Number one is when to accept a private fast day, how to accept a private fast day, conduct on the private fast day, and finally postponement and breaking of these fast days. Let's start together. When does one accept a private fast day? These are not the fast days that the community is doing all together on the specific dates, the 17th of Tammuz and the 10th of Teves. These are ones that are related to one's own personal experience. So when is one expected to accept such a fast day? So if an individual, God forbid, is experiencing something which is a distress, there is sickness in the family, a person is lost, a person is wrongfully imprisoned, something the family is experiencing, one of these things, in such a situation, a person is expected to take on a private fast day for themselves. What's the goal of this day? So the goal is to plead for divine mercy and to seek introspection through the process of fasting, like a public fast day is too. And the Kitzur points out that one has to be exceptionally careful not to look at experiences that one goes through as carry, as happenstance. Because, as the Torah says in Parshas Bechukosai, Valachti mimi bekeri, because you looked at me and you interacted with me with carry in happenstance, Valachti gamani mochem bechamas carry, I'll return the happenstance to you. So if we view misfortune in our lives as happenstance, then Hashem guarantees that more misfortune will, God forbid, at our doorstep. So when a person experiences something which is very difficult, the expectation is to reflect upon it and do something about that spiritually. Should one publicize one's fast day? So one should not publicize that one is fasting privately. But if obviously if others are pushing you to eat and you have to explain why you're not eating, you can explain this as well. But it's not appropriate to be publicizing, certainly to be seen as a pious individual to be fasting in such a case. The Mishnah Berurah does add that if a person is in a community where public fast days are lax, people just don't fast, then in that case, you should publicize that you're doing your public fast, meaning it's the 17th of Tammuz and people are walking around with iced coffees. You should talk to people publicly and say, I am fasting, because it is a public fast day. It's not a matter of personal decision. Is fasting about a disturbing dream mandatory? So one of the reasons one should fast is because of a bad dream that a person had. So it is very beneficial. In fact, the Gemara describes that it's like fire to kindling, which like it takes immediately. If one has a bad dream and one fasts, it's very helpful in terms of removing the effects of that dream. But it's not mandatory. So a person, it is enough to learn extra Torah, to daven harder about it, and to do teshuvah, and that will also be sufficient for a bad dream as well. So with all noticing that there's also a process called hatova schalom, making a dream good, which is done, let's say a person has a bad dream, one should not say, I had a bad dream, because you're already interpreting it as bad by saying that. A person can say, I had a dream which I felt disturbed by, and I would like to bring together three friends, and you say that as chalom, which is in the siddur, and one can also do that as well. That's in addition to all these other things that we're discussing. So what happens if a person has a really bad dream on a Friday night? May one fast on Shabbos? So the Kitzur refers us to Simon Reish Peiches in the Shulchan Aruch, if we're discussing about this. Generally speaking, that if it's a really bad dream and one's concerned, one can fast on Shabbos, but won't have to. Basif Tanis Latanis, so a person will have to take on another fast day after Shabbos as a penalty for having disturbed their Shabbos. So it's a consequential thing. On the one hand, you need to fast because of the danger of the dream. On the other hand, you've disturbed Shabbos as well. Now, the main question over here is, generally, I don't see people taking on private fast days. So why is that? Is that because everybody's really good at not publicizing them? Or is it because people aren't doing them? So generally speaking, today, it is less widespread to do private fast days on these types of things. And part of this is because the resilience of the average individual in society has diminished. People are much, much weaker and are not able to deal with difficulty or pressure or stress in the way that most people dealt with it even just 50, 60, 100 years ago. And so therefore it has become less of a thing, because then in a certain sense the fast itself is not going to be accomplishing what it was set out to do, which is introspection, tshuva, a person being in a state of distress, so that they that forces them, the physical distress forces them for a spiritual and emotional reckoning. Today, unfortunately, it just leads people to become very angry and irritable, decaffeinated people, shouting at other people, getting irritable with their kids or grandkids, and not learning more, not davening more. And so it's seen as sort of it takes away from the point of what it's meant to be. So therefore, it would be better to focus on, generally speaking, the elements of Torah study, prayer, and introspection, rather than private fast days. I mean, that's the general trend. If it's not as difficult, and the person does not become irritable, or does not become, lose the opportunity to daven or learn harder or do introspection, then it certainly is a very wonderful and special thing. But a person needs to know themselves if it's going to be an effective method of this process. Now, let's go through the next concept, which is how to accept a private fast day. So when must you formally commit to the personal fast? So you must commit to it the mincha before the day. So in the Shema Kolenu prayer, one thinks about it, that one's going to accept it. And then in the end of the Shemona Esrei, before the Yil Ratzon, at the end of the Shemona Esrei, one adds a special Ribono Olamim, which is a special prayer. What is that prayer? So it reads as follows. Ribono Olamim, Master Universe, Arinu Lefonecha Batanis Nedova Lamachar. I'm going to accept a gift of a fast day tomorrow, Beli Neder Ubeli Shvo, without making it into a vow. Hashem Yichud Kutshub Rechu Shchinta, in the name of Hashem, and his the Shchina, Yiratzon Lefonecha Hashem Nakenu Revosenu, Shetik Hableini Ba'avav Ratzon, that you, please may it be your will, that you accept me with love and willingness, V'tavo Lefonecha Tvilosi V'sa'aliyah Sirosi V'sir Po'eini, Rachamecha Rabim. Let my prayers ascend to you and heal me in your great mercy. Refuah Shlema, Refuah Nefesh, Refuah Saguf. It should be a healing of both the body and soul. Usvatel me'alai me'al kolam chobay Yisrael kol gezeres koshas ra'os. And you should annul from myself and all of Israel all negative gezeros or bad decrees that are to come, kiatosh me'atvilas kol pek, because you listen to the prayer of every mouth. So this is found in every siddur at the end of the Shemona Esrei and Mincha. This is if one is accepting the fast day tomorrow. Can you eat after accepting the fast during Mincha? And the answer is yes. The fast only begins at daybreak the next morning. Is fasting, if one's like doing a number of consecutive days of fasting, so one's eating at night, but one accepts three fast days as an example, how many commitments are necessary? So one only needs one commitment for this for this as well. If they are non-consecutive, so let's say a person's accepting to fast on a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday, then one needs a separate commitment for each one of them, because it's not considered as one chain. What is the latest time one can accept a fast day for oneself the next day? So it requires being done before sunset of the previous day. As with most things in Judaism, you need to have intention and preparation. It's not just falling into things and just waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to do this. It requires having thought about this and why one's doing it already the previous day. Which customary private fasts do not require explicit prior acceptance? So if a person accepts... if a person wants to fast on during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, or on the first day of Slichos, or on Erev Rosh Hashanah, or after disturbing dreams, those do not need acceptance the day before, and these are seen as so natural and normal to fast on that getting up in the morning and fasting is sufficient as well. Similarly, a bride or a groom on the day of their wedding does not need to do a Kabbalah, an acceptance of the fast, of the Mincha the previous day, because these are private fast days, but they are private fast days which are so well entrenched that one does not need that specific acceptance. What about the Beis HaBei? What's the Beis, which is called the Bahab fast days? These are after Sukkot and after Pesach. There is after the Rosh Chodesh of the following month, so whether it's Mar Cheshvan or Iyar, the first Monday, Thursday, and Monday are public fast days in general. These are for perhaps untoward activities that occurred over the Chol HaMoed, to frivolousness at the times of the festivals. So these are fast days which are generally accepted in the previous generation. Many, many, many shuls used to do them today. Unfortunately, many people do not do them at all, don't even know about their existence. So no Kabbalah is needed for these because they are seen as well entrenched. And there's a Mishnah Berach which is on Shabbos. If you look in the Siddur at the Kriyas HaTorah time on Shabbos, there's a special Mishnah Berach for those who will be fasting the Beis HaBeis fast, the Bahab fast. So if one is hearing that Mishnah Berach and one says Amen, that's sufficient. One does not need a specific verbal commitment as well. What happens if I did the Beis HaBeis in the previous year, the Bahab in the previous year, and I'm not able to do it this year? So in that case, you need to ask a Shaila, because committing to something really important without saying Bli Neder is more complicated. Does a mental resolution to fast obligate one to fast, even if one didn't say it, and one's thinking it the previous day? Is that sufficient? The answer is yes. A purely mental resolution during the daytime, or before or after or during mincha, is enough to obligate one to accept a fast. Let's move into the next concept, conduct on the private fast day. So obviously one cannot eat or drink, but let's look at a few other things. How should one behave during a personal fast day? So one should avoid enjoyment, frivolity, happiness. It's meant to be a day of anxiety, sorrow, and personal reflection to change, right? There is a time in life where pressure, where stress is good for us to change. May one rinse their mouth out on a personal fast day? Yes, so in the morning one can wake up and rinse one's mouth out with water and spit it out. Until what time must one fast if no specific time was set? So one must fast until nightfall, which is when the stars come out, even if that private or personal fast day was on a Friday. What about special additions? What do we add into the davening? So we add two things. In the mincha, we add in aneinu, and then we also add in another ribon olamim, another prayer. What does that look like? So the aneinu prayer is what we say even on a public fast day, which is a beautiful prayer. It says, aneinu Hashem, aneinu b'yom tzantan. Nisenu Hashem, answer us on this fast day. Kibitzara gudola anachnu, we are in a great distress. Al teifen el rishenu, don't turn to our wickedness. Al tasti ponecha mimenu, don't hide yourself from me. From us, don't shield yourself from our supplications. Be close to our prayers, and let your kindness be a source of comfort for us. Before you are called upon, answer us. Like the verse says, that even while they're calling out, I'm answering. So because you are the one who answers at all times of difficulty. Note that this is usually said on a public fast day, and it's in a public. It's said as a we, but nonetheless, one can still say it on a private fast day as well. And then finally, the Ribono Olamim is very moving. This is now also found at the end of every mincha on in the weekday, and this is said if one is fasting on the day that one's fasting, and it goes as follows: Ribono Olamim, Master of the Universe, Galuvi Adola Fonecha, it is known in front of you, Bizman Shabes Medesh Hayakayim, at the time that the sanctuary existed, Adam Choyte maybe Korban. That a person if a person sinned, they would bring a sacrifice. The only parts that would go upon the altar would be the fat and the blood. And then you would atone for that person. But now in our sins, our Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. There's no priest, there's no sanctuary. May it be your will. The diminishing of my blood and my fat over this day, which has been diminished throughout the course of this day, should be like the sacrifice I'm putting upon your altar, and it should appease you. It's an amazing description. It's worthwhile doing this, to weigh oneself before a fast day and after a fast day, and you see you weigh less. You're using up calories, you're burning fat throughout the course of the day. Let that intentionalize that experience, that it should be something which is connected to Hashem. Now we move into the last concept, which is postponement and breaking of fast days. Can one postpone a fast day and then to take it on another day without if it was committed, if a person had a neder to do a fast day without specifying particular days? So if one made a neder and one says, I'm going to take on a fast day, and then one gets to the day one designates, and it's just not working out, one is allowed to eat on that day and then push it off to another day as well. That's if the neder was made non-specifically. But if a person accepted at mincha the previous day to fast tomorrow, one is not allowed to do that because one's already accepted and clicked in to that specific day. So one would not be allowed to do that. It's only if the vow is general and you just said, oh, tomorrow will be the day. Under what circumstances can a fast be redeemed monetarily? So let's say a person's in grave discomfort during their fast day. A voluntary fast day may be redeemed with giving charity, with giving tzedakah, but this does not apply to vowed fasts, so the person makes a neder to do a fast, or public fast days. How does this work? How do you just pay away your issues? So the answer is that a fast day is meant to cause a person a degree of distress, and that distress is going to force a person to introspection and to change. If a person is not able to, and it's becoming overly stressful, it's too much for a person, one can create stress in a different way by giving more than they feel comfortable. Which means to say this will obviously be different for a poor person or a rich person. They need to give, we're not talking about a little bit of money. We're talking about money that will make a person feel stressed about instead of the stress that a person will, the agitation caused by the fast day itself. May the fast days I originally vowed, let's say on a Monday or Thursday on a Monday, be switched to other days. So let's say a person says, I'm going to take on three fast days from Monday, from Thursday, and from Monday. Can they be changed? The answer is yes, they can be changed to Thursday, Monday, Thursday, but it needs to be those days. It might just be a different permutation of them. If there's a Seudas mitzvah on a private fast day, it's Beze Bahab or Aser Yisimei Tshuva, what is all I want allowed to eat on that fast day? The answer is one fulfills the mitzvah by eating, and there's no need to make it up if there's a Seudas mitzvah on such a day as well, because they were not instituted when there is a Seudas mitzvah. Once I eat the Seudas mitzvah, do I need to finish the fast day? Nope, the fast day is broken at that point. One does not need to finish the fast day. Can I eat before it? Let's say there's a bris in the morning. May I eat before that? The answer is no. Only the Baalei HaSimcha, those who are intimately connected to the Simcha, are allowed to eat beforehand because it's Yom Tov for them. But for everybody else, they're allowed to eat, and then after eating, they do not need to carry on this private fast day. We're not talking about public fast days. We're talking about private fast days. What must one do if one mistakenly or intentionally ate on a fast day one committed to? So in that case, one has to complete the fast day, and then one has to accept three more fasts on a Monday and a Thursday and Monday for atonement for for breaking that fast. We're not talking about a person who's ill. We're talking about a person who's well. They just weren't focusing. They weren't thinking, and they broke their fast. In that case, one has to do three more fast days as a penalty for breaking one's vow. May one continue fasting if the original reason no longer applies? So let's say one's praying for somebody to recover from sickness, and in the middle of one's fast day, one hears the good news that they have recovered. Yes, one must finish one's fast day. However, if the reason goes away before the actual fast was accepted, one does not need to complete the fast, because then, in that case, it's considered a commitment and error for whatever reason, if the reason that is no longer there before the fast actually starts itself. With this, we conclude some of the very fascinating lesson-known halachas of private fast. As a wonderful and